The Bert Show.
This was Marlene before we all left for vacation.
I haven't had a relationship in about 2 years. I've had really, really hard time meeting good guys. So I started online dating on Match. Mm-hmm. We've been talking for a couple weeks now, and we talk pretty much every day, and we text and stuff during the day. Mm-hmm. But we haven't actually met in person yet.
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
So it's a blind date on Christmas.
We've talked on the camera phone, you know, on Snapchat.
Okay.
But, I mean, technically, no, we haven't met in person.
I would think that that's like a zero-pressure date, really, right there. Mm-hmm. Because you guys both have the commonality. You don't agree, Wendy? What's going on?
Sorry, we had broken equipment. Go ahead, bro.
Did it just fall?
Yeah.
The microphone just fell?
My microphone just fell
in her lap.
It literally fell on my lap, so I'm holding it. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. I feel like I'm about to... I feel like I'm about to sing a song for y'all.
I feel like you're hosting a game show.
I know. All right. I'm
Maybe
sorry.
We could get an engineer in here. Oh,
I'm sorry, Marlene.
All right, Marlene.
No, I'm good.
Here.
I'm good right now.
Marlene. I would think that the pressure here would be off, really, because you have the commonality of both being alone on Christmas. So at least we get to hang out together.
Right.
And we're with somebody.
And they had seen each other before. She said they did the Mac chat thing.
Right.
And they had done you know, the video chat thing. And that they had been talking online for a while. So it wasn't complete and total blind date.
Mm-hmm.
But this is first face-to-face meeting, which is really, I think, exciting and kind of cool.
Hey, Marlene.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Hi.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Now, you didn't have that initial shock that Jen is talking about, because I think a whole bunch of dudes put, like, pictures up of what they looked like 25 years ago.
Right.
Or completely different guys. And then you show up on the date, and the black dude you're about to have a date with is white. So you didn't have any of that. You knew what this guy looked like, so there was no shock.
No, there wasn't any shock.
Okay.
I mean, there was other shocks, but that wasn't one of them.
Okay.
Uh-oh. What were some of the shocks?
The first shock was that, unfortunately, I don't have good news because he ended up blowing me off.
No.
Oh, honey.
On Christmas?
That's not cool.
Because we had plans on Christmas. So Christmas Eve, he ended up blowing me off for it. And, I mean, he did call. And he said that he wasn't going to be able to make it. I guess his parents, you know, at the last second had really wanted him to come. And I guess they worked out a way, and he called and said that he felt he needed to go do that, you know, which was understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why make plans with you in the first place then?
Right.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he said that before he wasn't going to go to his parents, and then they called and they really wanted him there. So, so it kind of... I was kind of bummed because that, you know, that was what we had decided to do. And
what had changed, though? Like, what had changed... He knew that he wasn't going to his parents when he initially talked to you. So what made him decide to go over there, or are you just not believing his story at all?
I mean, at that point, I did believe his story, because I believe that, I mean, that does happen. Like, then his parents maybe helped him to get over there, because remember, it partially was financial.
Okay.
Of him not going. So right. I thought, okay, well, they were paying, you know,
right,
to get there. That's what I thought had changed.
Okay.
So I mean, I believed him, and so I just, you know, let it go. And he asked, actually, if he could reschedule for New Year's Eve, if we could do something for that instead.
Okay.
So even though I was bummed, I was, you know, I was excited about that, because New Year's Eve is always, you know, kind of like a couple's holiday.
And it's a good way to try to make up for the fact, if I'm blowing you off for Christmas, I'll make it up to you New Year's Eve.
Yeah, exactly. And he said, you know, let me plan something special, and, you know, you know, he was going to call me when he got back. But he never did.
What?
No.
Yeah. So, I never talked to him again. He never.
Wow.
What? Even, so
Even
you have
till
no,
now?
You have no idea what happened.
Yeah. I mean, this is the wow. This is, like, wow. I think I have really bad luck with guys. I mean, this happens, like, not this, but just where it's always like a wow, really?
Did you call him and leave a voicemail at any point saying, hey, just checking in, making sure we still have plans tomorrow night or tonight or whatever?
No, I would never. I'm not doing that. That's crazy because at that point, it was in his court. The ball was in his court.
Right.
He said he was planning something special. So at that point, it's like, what could I possibly do? Mm. I'm not going to beg him to, like, remember to call me.
Right.
Go out with me. It's bad.
So what'd you end up doing on New Year's Eve?
I actually had an amazing New Year's. I was out with my two lesbian girlfriends.
Atta girl.
And you never know, maybe I'll just switch teams.
That's your New Year's resolution. There you go. 2010.
You never know what 2010 brings, but I keep having this bout of luck.
Wow, what a tool. Man. What a total tool.
Now, is that going to make you think twice about going back on Match and meeting somebody else, or are you still open to online dating?
That was kind of the last straw. I already took my profile down.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
But, I mean, and not only to screw up two dates, but Christmas Day and New Year's Eve. I mean, God.
See, in a case like this, you just got to believe that karma is going to end up hitting this guy.
Yeah.
You
Absolutely.
Can't blow somebody off twice like that on those important days and not think that's going to come back.
He's going to get dumped on Valentine's Day.
His 2010 is going to suck.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Marlene. That sucks.
It's okay. Well, I definitely learned my lesson. I mean, I will never, ever put a holiday, you know.
Right, right.
Look.
With the date because I don't want it to mess up my holiday.
Mm-hmm. What a tool. What a total tool. I'm sorry it worked out that way.
It's okay. I'm sorry I didn't have better news.
Okay, it's all right.
Thanks for following up with us. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. Right, bye.
See, that's good because the bar is set so low.
Ugh.
Going into 2010 now.
What a jerk. Who can do that without like a phone call or a text
Horrible.
Or an email or anything?
Just no
nothing at all. Like even if he made up some lame excuse that she knew was a lame excuse, that's way better than just blowing it off.
Not showing up at all.
Jerk.
Bad. She mentioned that she's off Match now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jen was telling us off the air that you've sort of been forced to sample.
No, I forced a friend of mine.
You forced a friend of yours.
To online date. Yeah.
How's it going?
A couple of friends of mine. Well, we're really entertained by some of the posting from the men up there and how everybody just, I mean, there are more really hilarious moments that we have gotten out of it than I think she's actually met maybe two potential guys that she would maybe like and one that she set up coffee with.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like it. And she's been on it for like maybe a month now. Mm-hmm. I forced her to do it. And
why did you make the suggestion or why did you force her to do it?
Well, just to sort of get out of your comfort zone. I think like, you know, a lot of times when you're single, you get in the same social circles. And so you end up meeting the same people or you go out to the same places. So you end up seeing the same people out. And if you're not getting the results from that you want, you got to switch it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep doing the exact same thing and expect different results, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, just get online, post a profile, whatever. So she went on one of those. And now we are just really having fun with some of the hilarious posts on there. Like one guy was... Oh man, I wish I knew you were going to talk about this. I could pull it up on my email. I mean, the listing that he has on there, he's got some serious mother issues.
Really?
Like, and it's apparent in his posting. Like on the things like he was saying, I don't want a woman that's this and that's that and whatever. We were like, whoa. So it's kind of been entertaining because every time she finds a really, really bad one, she emails it to three of her friends and we all reply all back and forth like with some really funny commentary about it. So, but maybe the one that she's having coffee with, maybe that'll work.
She's got three in a month. I mean, I think that's pretty successful.
And it's going to be somebody she would have never met otherwise.
Right.
Just hold on to that. As the friend that forced her into it, you just hold on to
and
that.
And we're having some really good belly laughs, and there's nothing to put you in a good mood except for a good laugh. So.
Right. And she's like, great, and I'm still not in a serious relationship.
I don't think that was the point of it. The point of it was just, let's open some more doors here and see what happens.
Was it Match you guys are using?
No, she's using a different one.
You don't want to say which one?
I don't want to say which one.
Okay.
I don't want people to go find her.
Why? She's not doing any good on her own. Maybe you do.
The Burt Show.